Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk, this beautiful 26th of June, 2021. I'm here with my host, Denise Dirks. We've got Cal Hunter behind the glass, and we've got Todd Kuhnen to my left. Todd Kuhnen is a former prosecutor for DA's office in two states, and has his own criminal law practice. I'm a personal injury lawyer, and Denise is a family law attorney. Based all out of California, I've actually got a D.C. bar also. That is Washington, D.C. So we like to talk about the law, and we like to have fun with it. Remember, we're talking about general topics of law. Seek local counsel, and we're not giving you legal advice. Go to our website, www.radiolawtalk.com, and read our really fun and exciting disclaimers. They'll put you to sleep at night, so make sure you do that. Also, go to our Twitter account, our Instagram, all that stuff. We have, all you got to do is type in Radio Law Talk. Oh, what's your Instagram account? I don't know. Type in Radio Law Talk, and it's going to pop up, right? Same with Twitter, same with Facebook, same with everything. Yeah, that's the go-to-sleep music we use when you're reading our disclaimers on RadioLawTalk.com. This is the music you want.
Yeah, no medication needed.
I'm already starting to get sleepy right now, just thinking about it right now.
Radio Law Talk disclaimers, a non-addictive substitute for normal sleeping pills.
Exactly right.
You could get addicted to it, though. I mean, I'm sure that there's somebody out there going, I just got to look at the, I'm jonesing for a disclaimer. I got to look at it.
I've got a disclaimer on my back, man.
Yeah, what's going on? I don't know.
For the disclaimer crowd, that's exactly right. And then, look, call us at 855-LAW-RADIO, 855-529-7234 if you want to talk about things. But you know what? We want to thank Zach Blackberry, the manager of the Auburn, Alabama new affiliate, WANI News Talk 98.7 FM and 1400 AM. We appreciate you. Thank you very much for bringing us on board. And we've talked a little bit about how, you know, we're now an Auburn Tiger fan, I guess, right?
Absolutely. Go Tigers.
I don't think there's anything in the Alabama. What is it? Alabama's in Tuscaloosa. Where is Alabama?
Tuscaloosa, right?
Tuscaloosa. They're in Tuscaloosa.
Well, we hope I didn't get that wrong.
I don't know. If some affiliates want to join up, and then we might have to stay neutral. But right now, we're Auburn fans.
I got to be really careful. The owner of the baseball team that I do play-by-play for,
yes.
His wife, huge Alabama fan.
Good.
So I may not be doing baseball games after this weekend if we're plugging Auburn too much, but whatever. That's a risk I'm willing to take.
The amount of money that you make there is so high.
You don't want
to miss that. You know?
I may lose my coupon for snow cones after the game.
or curly fries.
Yes.
What we're going to talk, by the way, there's a little frosty right next to that baseball stadium.
There is.
Is it pretty good? Have you eaten there before?
I've eaten there one time. It's not bad. It's not bad.
Yeah, what's their ice cream
I would call it typically fair, you know,
frosty
okay
food.
Yeah. Food. Yeah. Yeah, standard. It's as nothing, can't compare to Iceberg.
Iceberg Drive-In. That's what
yes.
Now, that's one of our sponsors, Iceberg Drive-In, so we have to say that. But you're right, Iceberg Drive-In. Oh, my gosh, I'm thinking about an Iceberg Drive-In. It's phenomenal. We love Iceberg.
You ever heard of Pavlov's Dogs?
Yes, of course.
As soon as the word Iceberg Drive-In was said, I looked to my right. There's Fred. He's starting to salivate. You can see he's jabbing the tissue. Oh, I could use a chocolate shake right now from Iceberg Drive-In.
They're so good, and they're so big.
Yeah,
they're amazing.
So delicious.
Oh, man.
And then, Cal, we've got a good sponsor that sponsors the beginning of our show.
This portion of Radio Law Talk is brought to you by Strauss Naturals, which you can learn more about at STRAUSS, and then the word naturals.com. That's Strauss naturals.com.
We appreciate them. Yep. We really appreciate them. We're going to talk today about the police powers. This is one of the most interesting police powers cases that have come down from the Supreme Court. The facts behind it, and Todd's going to get into this, are absolutely very interesting. And I'm like, one of those head scratchers, like, really? And then we're going to go in and talk about, can an immigration officer take your cell phone as you're coming in from, let's say you go to Mexico for the weekend with your family and walks on, and then the immigration says, give me your cell phone and check your cell phone. That's going to be a discussion. We're going to tie right into that.
All I'm going to say is just to preface it, give you a teaser, and I'm going to quote our current president. Nice. And I'm going to say, come on, man.
Come on,
man. Come on, man. In the way, in what the conduct was, and in one case, what the court ruled, and what I anticipate the court will rule in another one.
That's going to be cool. That's going to be interesting. And then we'll talk a little bit about Kim Kardashian. We've got to talk. She's trying to become a lawyer, and believe it or not, she has to take what's called a baby bar, and she hasn't passed it. These weird rules. It used to be simple, huh, Denise? You took a bar, you passed the bar, you're a lawyer, period. And if you didn't go to an accredited school, and then we'll talk about that, you got to take what's called a baby bar. We're going to get into that later, not right now, and what she's saying about when she becomes a lawyer. I'm going to be positive for her. Some questions they asked her about what's going to happen. So we want to talk about that.
If Ms. Kardashian is looking for internship opportunities, the law office of Todd Tunin. I'll take you to court. You can handle a prelim with me, something like that. That'd be fine.
Your Honor, I have not prepared anything. Mr. Kunin, you have nothing in front of you. I know you've had a week to prepare. I know,
but look at my assistant. We rule in favor of the defense.
I object. Yes.
Oh, man.
Oh, and then we can do Cal, I want to talk about something else, but just tease us right now about case or no case, because we don't have time to get into it, because we've got 2.5 minutes. Tease us about what case or no case is generally about, and then I want to bring something up, and then we'll go out of the break. And then we'll come back on case.
Yes, Cal, you tease.
I have to find it. Our case or no case has to do with a sheriff who says, oh, yes, I can use rubber bullets. I'll use whatever I need to control a crowd that's out of control. And it's none of your business, county leaders. So that's what we'll talk about.
Well, we're going to talk about that. What about just the stick that my dad used to use for control?
Even better.
Stick with it. Do you remember that, Denise? My dad would used to not just use a stick, and I know everyone's like, oh, it's corporal punishment. Look, I grew up in the 70s. Come on. My dad would not only use the stick on our bum, he just used it on our bum, but he would make us go get it. That was the worst part.
Right.
Son, go get the stick. Why, Dad? I'm going to use it on you.
My mom used to say, go pick a switch.
Right, switch, yeah.
And you say, okay, I'm going to get a little tiny one.
Yeah.
So it doesn't hurt so bad. Oh, no, wrong choice. They sting. The bigger ones hurt, but the little ones sting.
Cal's dad, you say, go get the tractor, son.
The worst sound I heard was my dad's belt being whisked out of the belt loops of his farm Levi's, because I knew then.
You're a farm boy. You came from a farm.
That's right. Here we go, right?
Ooh, that's crazy. I'm going to talk to you really quickly about T-shirts. We were laughing about this on our first hour, those of you who didn't hear our first hour. You know, I've always wondered about why people are so excited about T-shirts. If you want a T-shirt, call in at 855-529-7234. Behind the scenes, we'll send you a T-shirt, the first caller. It's only going to be the first caller. And it says Radio Law Talk on it. And in the back, it says, who needs law school anyway? Or the other one says, when you're tired of politics radio, right? So they're really cool. They're black. They're really nice shirts. Tell Cal your size. Be nice. We'll be nice about it, but we'll ship one off to you. But anyway, why am I saying that? We're back going to arenas and basketball games and football games. It's opening up everywhere, and I don't know why. I thought about those people who just panic to get the shirt that's thrown out. That's usually like Dick's Cafe, you know, it's some weird thing. It's got like Dick's Cafe on it, and they throw these stupid shirts out, and people are trying to get it, climbing over the top of each other, knocking people's teeth out, hurting people.
Or they shoot them.
Yeah.
Even better, they shoot them out of those things.
But the shirt is like, it's a worthless shirt, you know? And so I'm like, why do people do that?
Of all the fictitious sponsor names Fred could have picked.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, that's interesting. Well, okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm sorry. I got my time a little confused here, but we're doing well. Time for us to go ahead and consider taking a break.
All right. Let's come back and we'll do a case or no case.
Okay, very well. Stay tuned. More Radio Law Talk is coming right up right here. Don't go away. This portion of Radio Law Talk is brought to you by Strauss Naturals. For more information, go to StraussNaturals.com. That's Strauss, StraussNaturals.com.
Wayne Elliott here to tell you about my experience with Strauss Naturals Heart Drops over the past 20 years. Strauss Heart Drops saved me back then and changed my life forever. It's hard to describe how invigorating it is when you support your healthy blood flow everywhere. There is scientific evidence that Heart Drops ingredients help maintain healthy lipid concentration. Cholesterol is in the blood lipid group. This supports blood flow, our body's most important function. I was able to maintain a healthy heart and blood flow. Strauss Heart Drops work, I can assure you. No contraindications with pharma drugs. Strauss Heart Drops are safe, and Strauss guarantees your satisfaction with a hassle-free guarantee so you can't go wrong and certainly have nothing to lose. I've seen folks taking Heart Drops that have greatly improved their lives. Available online at StraussNaturals.com. Thank you very much.
These products may not be right for you. Always read and follow the label.
I've got to get my car washed and dirt is just won't do.
The best thing about Quick Quick Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell in your car is always great and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Your car smells good and it's clean at Quick Quick Car Wash.
And I know this place right down the road.
Quick 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 Quack Car Wash.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Get the Quick Quack confidence.
Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this cat shine.
Get the Quick Quack habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
Come on, Quick Quack Car Wash.
So we sell unlimited membership for per vehicle. You can add a family plan and...
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
This is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
800. Boys are weird. That's true.
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk. All right, back to the show. We congratulate Lindy from California, who got a free Radio Law Talk t-shirt. And Lindy, it is in the mail. And we really mean it this time. It really is.
Lindy.
Yes.
Lindy. Wait, where's she from?
California.
Yeah.
Okay.
We just don't want
on the coast. On a coastal, yeah. Lovely coastal community.
Love it.
Beautiful. Yeah. She's coming. And I
was multitasking on that.
Were you doing that?
Yes.
I just couldn't hear her very well.
Gotcha.
So, yeah. So.
Had to get Todd's good, strong ears.
Yep.
So.
That's not
all right.
That's what I'm known for. You know, there's so many people out there being single. I see it on the Tinder profiles, looking for a man with big, strong ears. Yes, that is no. And cats.
No, they said years, not ears. Years. Big strong ears.
Gotcha.
Gears.
That's what it's all about.
Uh-huh. Big strong gears.
Right.
Well, Cal, if you're ready.
I'm going to get ready because I think I know what you want. I think you want this right here.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay!
All right. Santa Clara County Sheriff pushes back on restricting projectiles. Push toward punishing protesters. You heard me. Projectiles punishing protesters. That's okay. So now, Sheriff Lori Smith is challenging a civilian watchdog's recommendation that deputies should be expressly limited on when they can fire less than lethal projectiles, so-called rubber bullets, things like that. After the latest riot, some citizens sued, saying they shouldn't be subjected to that type of policing, even though they were damaging public property. The sheriff said restrictions would stop them from adequately ensuring public safety. So he said, that's fine. I'm going to go after you guys. I'm going to go after you guys right there. Your policing board, I'm going to go after you. So he went to county council and said, they can't tell me not to use rubber bullets. They cannot take a weapon out of my arsenal that is used legally and properly according to state law. And so I ask you, Frederick Penny, case or no case?
Easy. This case is going on. I've heard of it. So it is. Oh, I shouldn't say that because these guys might. Oh, man. Yes, it's a case and it is pending right now. I don't know that they've got a ruling, but it is a case. And I know there were complaints about it and lawsuits were filed. I don't know if it was settled out of court. It might have already been settled out of court, but it was a case. And I believe, according to, it just can't be excessive, and I don't know that that's excessive, you know, better than a normal bullet, right? A rubber bullet?
Yeah.
But it comes down to, and there's a lot of immunities that government entities, and especially police officers have. There's immunities that they are afforded to them so they can make a decision. Don't forget, some of their decisions are within half a second. In fact, a police officer out of Stockton, California was just killed. The door was opened up. Literally, he was just doing a domestic, relay, and they slid open their arm, shot him right outside the door, and he died. So, it's just sad what's going on all over the place. But anyway, the long story short is, I think they would probably settle that out before they go to court, but I think that the police department would win on that case.
All right. Well, that's a great observation, especially when we all back the blues, the danger that people put in their lives to protect us. Let's put it that way. We certainly support those people who do that. Mr. Kunin, what say you?
My answer has less to do with actually analyzing the case that Cal has presented and more to do with a strategic response. Fred has already done that once in this show. You want to hear that? I think that's back in the first
and
hour.
And it paid off for him.
So I, because of the point totals, the way they stand, am going to say whatever Fred said. That's my answer. I am going with Fred.
Denise Dirks, what do you say?
Well, the issue here is how much force can the police use to protect public property?
Right.
So, my feeling is they can't use deadly force. I do not think that anybody's going to allow them to use deadly force unless it's protecting a certain person from somebody else. Just to protect public property, I think it has to be non-lethal. That's number one. For the example of, is a rubber bullet non-lethal? And it could be non-lethal, but it also could be pretty lethal.
Or it can do some damage.
Yes.
I mean, they hit a person in the face.
In the eye,
and it can, yeah,
right? Get in the eye or something like that. That could really become lethal force.
You get hit somewhere and wish you were dead, but...
So,
yeah, right.
Right.
That derailed the train of thought. I have found it. Yes, train of thought boarding at the station.
Denise is in the middle of it. Are you still? Are you not?
No, I'm not answering my phone. It was a FaceTime, and it's my daughter who always calls
me
during the show.
She does it every time.
So I just said, you know, I can't talk right now.
If only there was a do not disturb feature on my phone.
Well, that's true. I didn't turn that on. Okay, I'm going to quit stalling. Okay. And I'm not going to follow Fred.
No.
And I'm not going to follow them. I'm going to say, no case.
Okay.
Hasn't been filed yet.
No case.
Okay, so let's just go through it. It's case. And I believe that Todd and I say it's a case, and I believe that it probably has not settled yet, or if it did, I think it got settled out. But if it did go to court, I think the police would win, but I believe it will settle out. Denise says no case at all, and what she's going to lose, because I think this is a case. I remember it going forward, and that means I'm going to probably lose. And then after that, case or no case, when we come back, Cal, we're going to talk about Todd's going to opine and go through these police powers and what they're restricted to, because the Supreme Court came out and talked about restricting police powers. And my gosh, this is interesting, about a police chase. And I put that in quotes, a police chase. And you're going to be dying laughing when you hear about that. And then we're going to get in and talk about whether or not immigration can come in and take your phone from you when you're coming back from Mexico. Well, I guess people are all going to start going to Mexico or going to Cancun, or I mean, which is Mexico, or go to the Caribbean. You're going? Okay, good. You're going to enjoy yourself. I'm staying home, putting my feet up, and taking a nap, because I'm on a diet and I can't sleep very well.
So. Well, that's reason enough, wouldn't you say?
Can I go into my personal stuff right now before the break?
Sure.
Just tell them all the problems. I'm so dang hungry. Okay, good. We'll just take it out from here. I'm so dang hungry.
All right.
I want a bag of potatoes.
Stay tuned.
Well, keep going.
Somebody's going to bring Fred a sandwich. We'll continue with Radio Law Talk after we take our bottom of the hour break. Stay tuned.
Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-711-9218. 800-711-9218. 800-711-9218. That's 800-711-9218.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance, or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-493-6112. 800-493-6112. 800-493-6112.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The family of George Floyd wants Congress to pass a package of police reform bills.
bipartisan group of lawmakers has already begun working on it. In Minneapolis, former officer Derek Chauvin was sentenced on Friday after being convicted of murdering George Floyd earlier this year.
22 and a half years is not enough. We were served a life sentence. We can't get George back. Gianna can't hug George again.
George Floyd's nephew, Brandon Williams. In South Florida, a fire burning underneath a collapsed condominium complex is hampering the search for survivors.
It's extremely difficult to locate the source of the fire, and so they've been working around the clock.
Surfside, Florida Mayor Daniela Levine Cava. 159 people have been reported missing. 4 people have been found dead. This is USA Radio News.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I like the Amber Joseph Valley.
Are you serious?
Stop whining.
This is Radio Law Talk.
We are serious. Call us at 855-529-7234 or email us at info@radiolawtalk.com. There's a lot of people that hear us or listen to our podcasts at radiolawtalk.com. And you can email us at info@radiolawtalk.com and then ask us some questions, or if you have a comment, we really appreciate it. The thing that I was going to say was something very important, but I don't remember. But I know. We are every Saturday, 9 to noon Pacific time. We're live. Next week, we have a great announcement. There's a big announcement as to us going on a special app that will go live for the first hour on this app. They're going to listen to this app. And by the way, it's still in beta, which means it's in beta stage. Means it's going to be it's going to go worldwide, but they're having us help test it out. And what will happen is, this is the most important thing, you're going to be able to go behind the scenes. So between our breaks for the first hour, we will talk to our fans and the people who listen to us, because some people just listen to us and aren't fans, but people who want to listen to us. And it's fun. It's really fun to talk between the segments.
So you say behind the scenes, it's still audio only, so I don't, right. I don't have to start wearing pants in the studio.
No. Okay, good. Well, Speedo's fine, like you always wear. Speedo's here.
Yeah,
and
well,
nothing is better than seeing Todd in Speedo, let me tell you.
I'll tell you what.
Okay.
That and $2.50 will get you a cup of coffee.
$2.50?
$2.50. 75% of the time, it works all the time.
What? That's got to be from.
I have no idea what he's
saying. Sorry. Anchorman quotes. Cal, did we have a case here?
Yes.
All
right. So now let's get down to whether we had a case or no case. First off, the sheriff said, you can't stop me from using less than lethal force in riots. People are breaking, ruining my cars. My budget is a mess. So anyway, you know, so he said that.
Todd and I said that's a case, and then he said no.
So he threatened to sue over that, as if he could. And those of you who said this was a case,
Todd
that would
and
be
I.
Todd and Fred.
Oh my gosh!
Denise Dirks wins one.
Maybe it was just a scenario. Well, I thought they were suing over that.
Well,
the
sheriff said, if this recommendation is adopted by the Board of Supervisors, I will not support it, and I, frankly, I'm not likely to follow it. So we'll have to deal with it at that point. And he said, don't limit my resources, and for now they did not. And that, ladies and gentlemen, congratulations,
no
Denise,
is case.
Or no catch. Good catch, Denise. Good job.
Denise, good job, though. I like the... Sometimes I like Denise to win, unless she's ahead of me.
Yes, I'm behind, though. I can win a couple more times to catch up.
Okay, all right, that sounds good to me. So, Todd, let's talk about those two cases. Let's first talk about the hot pursuit case, and then let's talk about the immigration phone case.
Well, you know, Mr. Lang was playing his music really loud on a deserted two-lane highway, but it wasn't completely deserted because there was a law enforcement officer there, and he heard that loud music, and a slow speed chase, by that I mean like 3 miles an hour, makes the O.J. Simpson Al Cowlings look like the Daytona 500. A 3 mile an hour, quote, chase, close quote, ensued. Mr. Lang said he didn't know the officer was following him, the officer wanting to pull him over for the noise violation, which was an infraction, and wanted to pull him over. Well, Mr. Lang got to his house, got out of the car, walked into the garage. The officer, as the garage door was closing, tripped the sensor, kept the garage door from closing, and went inside the garage. That is an entry, and he didn't have a warrant. So here's the question that the Supreme Court had to grapple with. It got all the way to U.S. Supreme Court. Under what circumstances can an officer enter a home without a warrant using the, quote, exigent circumstances exception to the warrant requirement? Fourth Amendment says people are secure in their homes, their property. To enter, you have to have a law enforcement has to have a warrant. It's got to be based on probable cause. And then there's a bunch of decisions to say, well, listen, if there's exigent circumstances, if there's exigent circumstances, well, they don't need to get a warrant because, look, stuff's about to go down. They can get in. Right?
So 2 miles an hour. We're at 3 miles an hour now. Let's get in.
Control, I have somebody listening to Radio Law Talk really loudly.
Yes. You know, it wasn't the loud. It was the fact that it was Todd talking. That's why he wanted to arrest him.
Well, you know, Todd, this is the thing that strikes me about this, and I obviously I'm no lawyer, so I'm just going to speak like a guy who's been pulled over by the cops a few times. It appears sometimes officers are bored. And so here comes something that is just really a nothing. And they decide they're going to get aggressive about it because they don't believe the guy in front of them is either paying attention to them or does not pass the attitude test. In other words, I lit you up, pull over, right? So this is just my own opinion, and sometimes those things can happen.
I can neither confirm nor deny that that happens. I can tell you that law enforcement officers, in order to justify a detention, a stop, have to have articulable reasons that a crime has occurred, is about to occur, or is in the process of occurring to justify the stop. Now, whether it was boredom or not, whatever. But
is an infraction a crime?
It is a violation of the law, and it can justify a stop. But here's the thing, getting kind of far afield here. The Supreme Court looked at this and said, this is a low-level case, right? Now, the state of California, interestingly enough, they kind of backed off from this. Said, we're not going to try to justify this. So the court had to appoint counsel to argue on behalf of law enforcement. They called the amicus counsel. And amicus counsel was arguing to the court that any case, even a misdemeanor, when the subject is fleeing, creates exigent circumstances that allows the officer to enter the home. That was the argument. That has been used several times, and in this case here, the Supreme Court said, if that's the rules folks have been playing by up to now, we're going to change the rules. So the court said, look, first they pointed out that it's easy for people to look at misdemeanors and say they're low-level cases. But the examples they used said, look, domestic violence is a misdemeanor case in some cases. That's not a low-level case. Vehicular homicide can be a misdemeanor in some cases. That is not a low-level case. And so, look, there are some misdemeanors that are very serious. There are misdemeanors that create exigent circumstances. But what the court said is just because somebody is fleeing doesn't mean they have a right to go into the home without getting a warrant. They still have to prove the exigency, meaning specifically that if they don't go in right now, their evidence could be destroyed, somebody could be in peril, and it's going to end up being on a case-by-case basis, kind of a theme of the court here. And I've seen the Supreme Court do this in a number of cases. We covered the one earlier today with the school. And the cheerleader that the school wanted to reprimand, and the court said, no, you can't do that, and essentially said when a school can reprimand somebody for conduct occurring outside, outside of, I feel like I'm giving a talk in church, and my mom is like, be sure to thank God, you know? I'm sitting here, in the court in the school case said it's a case by case basis when you can do that, right? And now in the same court saying in this case, when they can go into the home, it's a case-by-case basis. You're going to have to show that there's an exigency. I kind of like that because it allows the lower courts, the superior courts, to look at it and say, all right, let's look at the facts and let that guide our decision, as opposed to brushing with such broad strokes that, well, I would have decided for you and suppressed the evidence. It is so broad, I've got to follow this.
Right, and in this particular case, it was an infraction.
Yeah.
And it happened in front of the police officer, so he knew that it happened. He has his own testimony as evidence.
There was no evidence that was going to be destroyed.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Exactly.
I love the 2-mile-per-hour hot pursuit. Okay, let's see. I got a hot pursuit. Yes, Officer Jones. Life and danger. Yes, I'm on 2 miles an hour. He's turning into his driveway. 2-mile-an-hour hot pursuit. I've never heard of a 2-mile-per-hour hot pursuit, Todd. Have you?
I have not, and I don't know how on these facts anybody could ever argue exigent circumstances that I had to get in there. Why? Because they were playing Cinderella, a hair metal band from the 80s, in the 2000s, and that just should not happen, Your Honor. If it was Whitesnake, that would be something. Van Halen, no crime. But Cinderella, seriously. But listen, the court's going to take up another case. We're heading into a break. This is about people that come back from international travel. U.S. Customs and Border Control are essentially saying, you have to let us look in your phone, your laptop. We got no warrant, but we get to seize that and snoop around. And that's going to go before the Supreme Court to see if the Supreme Court says, you know what? Do they really forfeit their protections under the Fourth Amendment that you have to get a warrant just because they had the audacity to travel internationally? The court's going to hear that one. We're going to find out what happens when they issue their ruling.
Todd Cuden, our expert at criminal law. He's a former prosecutor for the DA's office in 2 states, has his own criminal practice. We're going to talk about whether or not they can take your phone when you come from Mexico back home. Take us out, Cal. Take us out.
All right. Thank you, Fred. Thank you, Todd. Thanks, Denise. Interesting discussion. We'll talk about how to preserve your rights when traveling internationally after this.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Ross.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
877-878-4203. Boys are weird. Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
This is Radio Law Talk.
I love that music. It gets you going. Todd, you were talking about now whether or not they can, the Border Patrol can grab your phone and look at it while you're coming from Mexico from a vacation.
So after 9/11, there was the passage of the Patriot Act, and that enhanced security procedures at various points of entry into the United States for folks that have been, that are from foreign countries or United States citizens that have traveled to a foreign country and come back. And they've allowed certain things. And look, the big question for the last 20 years since 9/11 has been, you know, to what extent do these new security procedures encroach on the Fourth Amendment? Because we talked about how you need a warrant to get into the home. You also need a warrant to go into anything that a person would have what's called a reasonable expectation of privacy. That includes your phone, your cell phone, your laptop, your briefcase, anything that is yours. And if it's not open to the public and law enforcement wants to get into it, they either need a warrant or some exception. And so what's been happening is folks coming back from Mexico – have been flying in the United States, and they're met by Border Patrol Customs at the airport. And as has been the common practice, and one case in particular has happened to a professor, who's a former Air Force military veteran, and Customs met him and said, all right, give us your phone, give us your laptop, your MacBook, we're going to go ahead. They kept it for an hour. They searched through it to see if there was anything then, and then turned it back over to the individual, and they went on their way. So the question is, can the government do that via law enforcement when they don't have a warrant? Now, the Supreme Court is going to hear this case. The justification has been for doing this has been the safety question. And look, I can almost say right now that Border Patrol is going to say, we have what's called a drug courier profile. Somebody that travels south of the border, comes back, they have hardly any luggage with them, you know, maybe a carry-on bag, something like that. And statistically, they look at the number of people that come back, and there's a greater than usual chance that somebody who is traveling like that with little luggage could be a drug courier doing something nefarious, and so that's why we need to be able to go ahead and look at their stuff. And whatever defense they bring up, the government, the court's going to look at it and say, is that enough to override the constitutional protections of the Fourth Amendment? There's a class action lawsuit that was brought. It's been appealed all the way up to the court. And I'll be curious. I don't know when they're going to argue it, when we're going to get our ruling. But the U.S. Supreme Court is going to hear that case so that we can find out exactly what are the limits on the governmental's power, the government's power at the border to seize and rummage through your belongings.
But didn't we talk a while back about whether or not you have to give up your password? So don't forget, or they do it, it's a face identification, right, to open up your phone. What if your phone's locked? I guess maybe I missed that.
In this case, they asked her for her
yeah.
Her
what if
number?
She said no?
Well, yeah, if she said no, then, you know, how do you get in? And if she's asserting her rights, that raises sort of a circular argument here, because the cops can't use the assertion of your rights as the basis for probable cause. So they can't say, well, we have probable cause to get in now because she said no.
She said no, right.
Well, I'm sorry. It's my right to say no. I don't have to give this to you. I didn't forfeit. The argument here, and this is what since 2001, when the Patriot Act came in, this has been my biggest issue. Why is it that I forfeit potentially my rights under the Fourth Amendment just because I had the audacity to purchase an international airline ticket? And then I come back? Have I done? I mean, are you suspecting me of a crime because I went internationally and came back? And I get the look. We're trying to keep people safe. I understand that, but this is—it's the balancing act that has been in place ever since the Constitution was formed. At what point does the need for safety trump the need to protect your rights? And that balancing act is never going to go away. There will always be things that challenge it, and there's a justification for it, and then you're going too far, and that's why we have courts, to see this teeter-totter go back and forth. So we'll see what happens.
You know, we're going to get into the Kim Kardashian thing, but I just wanted to note down, I forgot about this case that about business labor law. I want to mention that because we talked about it probably 2-3 months ago about this case where the unions can come in on agricultural, and there's a 1960s, I believe, law that was passed that they're able to come in and gather the union people together and, you know, maybe, you know, do a protest or strike or whatever.
Or pitch the employees on the idea of unionizing.
Or unionize. And now the Supreme Court held for the farmers, right, that basically said, no, you can't, you can, but to some degree, you can't just come in because it's private property and come, you know, gather people around and tell them to join a union or set up a protest or a strike. And so that just came down this past week. Is that right?
And that's a huge ruling for especially really large farms in the Central Valley of California.
Right.
And not just farms. This is going to be a huge ruling. This is a huge ruling for any shop that is non-union, where a union is trying to unionize the employees, or the employees want to collectively bargain. I don't want to speak ill of the employees' rights to collectively bargain under the National Labor Relations Act or anything, but up until now, if an employer tried to preclude a union official from coming in to speak to employees that were considering unionization, if the employer kept them out, they're facing an unfair labor practice charge before the National Labor Relations Board.
So
those can get stiff.
You know who else wins big on this? Amazon and Walmart. Those are two places where unions have been trying desperately for a long time to get in there and turn them into union shops.
Oh, interesting.
And so the companies themselves, I think, will really benefit from
it. Right, but we're going to be talking about this later. I mean, I just wanted to note it down because I know that we're not going to get to things because of our time is running, but because we got to talk about Kim Kardashian. Kim Kardashian is trying to become a lawyer in California. There's these weird rules. He's like Denise and Todd. You took a bar. You took the bar, and if you pass. You don't. They've recently lowered the bar exam pass rate, so it's easier to pass the bar. And not only that, there's a thing called whether or not you're an ABA approved law school. And if you're not an ABA approved law school, then you have to take what's called a baby bar. In other words, basically not an approved law school. You got to take the baby bar, and if you pass that, then you can take the normal bar, right? So, and then there's another thing they're now doing is allowing people to kind of, quote, do a work project, right, Denise? This new work project
thing. It's like an apprenticeship.
Yeah, apprenticeship. And that's what she's starting to do, and that's what she's trying to do.
That's right. And she has been currently studying with a lawyer. They call it reading the law. And she's been working with a lawyer and learning about that. The thing when you do that is you don't have to go to a law school. It allows for you to bypass law school. But when you read the law, you have basically an apprenticeship for 4 years under a lawyer, and then you can take the bar starting in 2022. It's relatively new in California. There are only four states that still allow this. That's California, Virginia, Vermont, and Washington. Most of the other states got rid of it when they had ABA-accredited law schools come in. Now, the thing in California is that it requires, if you're reading the law, it requires you have to pass the baby bar, and you have to pass it the first year. Kim Kardashian's already taken it twice, did not pass it, and they're kind of seeing if she doesn't pass it on the third try, she will be precluded. That doesn't preclude her from going to law school, though.
Right. She'll go to an ABA-approved law school.
And the baby bar also is required when you don't have a four-year degree. You only have a two-year degree.
Right.
And then you go to school, then you're expected after the first year
Kim,
to take the baby bar.
Kim, go to college. I mean, sacrifice like all of us, you know.
Go to law school.
Lot of schooling, eight years of college. Just go do the hard way or the normal way, I guess. And it's just, I don't know. I'm just an old fashioned guy. Take the bar, man. If you're not gonna, you got to take a bar. And we all went through that HE double toothpick, right? Cal, let's finish up with our quick takes.
Yes, right? Now it's time for quick takes. And Fred, let's go ahead and have you do yours first, please.
Student athletes, a victory for them. I'm happy for them. Kids that pummel their body now can get some compensation for it.
All right. Todd Kinner, what do you say?
Well, it's about our case and no case about teachers that were compiling a list, making salacious comments about their students. Glad it wasn't homeschool.
Right.
Oh.
All right.
Oh, gross.
Denise, what say you?
Well, I would say don't ask Kim Kardashian if she's going to change the way she dresses when she becomes a lawyer. That should be an irrelevant question.
Had a good time, Pacific time, 9 to noon. Talk to you later.
This is Radio Law Talk. Have a great week.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.